Did you ever get angry and tell others to go away? Jesus did this to some folks who were conducting business in the temple of God. You can read about this in Matthew 21, verses 12 through 17, or you can listen to this account that Brother Johnson will share in his sermon today entitled, Drove All Out. You are listening to the Words of Life program. We are brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to share the great gospel message of Jesus. We will hear Brother Johnson's sermon soon, but first we present singing about Jesus. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we bow before you in humility, recognizing your majestic holiness and appreciating your powerful love. We are also grateful for your promises. Thank you for Jesus, who gave his life to redeem us from our sins. We ask that you will help us to follow his perfect example. Please use the words of this program for your glory. Bless each of our listeners with greater understanding and spiritual convictions that are needed for us to be ready to meet Jesus in the air. We also thank you for your protection and strength and faith for each one. Thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Using Matthew 21, verses 12 through 17, Brother David Johnson will now present Drove All Out.
It's wonderful to be together again as we study together in the Word of God and share its truths and, of course, live it out ourselves. The title for the lesson is Drove Out All. And our main text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. Please listen to the Word of God. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," Jesus replied. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise'?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. This is the Word of God. Angry outbursts are usually sinful. It's our venting out of our raw emotions toward others. However, there is such a thing as justifiable anger or righteous indignation. In Scripture, the morally perfect man, the one who never sinned, sometimes evidenced justifiable anger, his righteous indignation toward those who were profane and evil. To be profane means to show contempt or irreverence toward God or the sacred things of God. Let's consider a prime example as recorded by Matthew in our text, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, and verses 12 through 17. Consider verse 12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. The temple area would have been the large outer temple court or precinct known as the Court of Gentiles, which possibly covered several acres, a large open-air area. This area was supposed to be the only area where Gentiles could come to pray to the one true God, the God of Israel, and the God of all nations. The outer court of the Gentiles could be entered by anyone. It was usually crowded and busy. Our passage actually took place at Passover time, when this temple area would have also been packed with Jewish pilgrims from all over the Roman Mediterranean world, who had come to Jerusalem and to the temple to keep the feast and offer their sacrifices. This area had been reserved for quiet contemplation and meditation and prayer, particularly for Gentile proselytes and seekers of the one true God. Instead, It had become loud, with commotion, the clinking of coins, and the stench of animals and fowl for sacrifice. Crass commercialism had replaced pious prayers. Modern Jewish scholar Israel Abrams has criticized some Christians' treatment of this passage as sort of a low blow attacking the Jewish faith, attacking Judaism. He pointed out that he had visited the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Old Jerusalem during the Easter season, and how he witnessed the many stalls of vendors selling, quote, sacred relics, gilded crucifixes, and bottles of Jordan water, end quote. He recounts how Christians babbled as they bargained in front of the church considered sacred to the memory of Jesus of Nazareth. He adds that he wonders what would Jesus do today by churches turned into marketplaces against those who profane God in any way, especially in places of worship and prayer. Where are our minds by application? Our minds. How are our hearts when we are professing to worship God, especially in assembled worship? Verse 12 also reveals that Jesus drove out all who were buying and selling, overturned tables and benches. Obviously, our Lord, even as loving and meek as he was and is, was also capable of anger, a red-hot, righteous indignation. We could call it a holy anger. So it is possible to be angry and not sin, because Jesus Christ had no sin, as according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. Righteous anger mixed with great sorrow for Christians today could be regarding the emerging popularity of infanticide in America, that is, the killing of babies even after their birth. Tragic, but true already in a few American states. Righteous anger mixed with great sorrow could be the slaughtering of Christians simply for practicing their faith in Jesus Christ. According to statistics, more Christians have been martyred for their faith in the entire 20th century and the beginning of the 21st centuries than those martyred in all the centuries of the church age beforehand combined. Righteous indignation is possible for us, and not only raw emotion without just cause. In fact, consider Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, which says in part, "In your anger, do not sin." Here the Apostle Paul quotes from Psalm 4 and verse 4. Paul goes on to counsel in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." That is, so as not to sin in our anger. Therefore, we should handle our anger promptly and properly. In our holy anger over gross immorality today, we can, controlling our emotions, for example, counsel against abortion. We can also certainly fervently pray for our nation's leaders and judges that the conviction of God would fall heavily upon their hearts, and not just in America, but wherever these kinds of terrible injustices against God, first and foremost, like abortion, like euthanasia, and all of the similar terrible inflictions on human beings, we can pray fervently for leaders and judges in all the nations of the world. that this would not only eventually cease, but certainly would not be carried out with the frequency that it is now, because we live in a fallen world. All human life is precious, in large part because mankind was made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6 brings this out. That is, all human beings have an image or likeness with God. This would include having a spirit, having intellect, creativity, and self-worth. So all human life should be safeguarded from the womb to the tomb. Notice carefully that in Jesus' righteous anger, it did not extend to injuring physically any person. Yes, it is true that in the Gospel of John, chapter 2 and verse 15, it says in part that he made a whip out of cords. But it clearly also states, and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. And therefore, this whip out of cords was for the livestock. Now consider Matthew chapter 21 and verse 14, which says, "The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them." The ones who had profaned, who had shown contempt and irreverence toward God, were driven out. But those who valued and needed Jesus came to him and were healed. Spiritually, in a similar sense, this will happen. Those who profane the Lord will face him in judgment if they do not repent. However, those who recognize their need and believe in the Lord will be healed, will be saved by the blood of Christ. Notice also that Jesus did not remain angry, even in his righteous indignation, but instead he compassionately ministered to those who sought him in their need. Therefore, Jesus was in complete control of his emotions, a perfect example that we should also strive to do. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 15 says in part, "The children shouting in the temple area, 'Hosanna to the Son of David!'" In the original Greek, children is literally boys, according to first century Greek scholars. According also to scholars, the crowds in the temple area would have included a large number of 12-year-old boys who were there to celebrate their first Passover feast, just as Jesus himself had done. Therefore, the pious pilgrims, the blind, the lame, and even the children who came to the temple to worship were full of praise, even in the midst of the money changers, chief priests, and teachers of the law who profaned the Lord. We also have a choice to praise or profane. We must always choose to praise our God, for he is worthy of our worship, of our genuine praise. When Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 16 in part, "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise," Jesus here quoted and adapted from what to us is Psalm 8 and verse 2 by rebuking the chief priests and teachers of the law. Jesus affirmed and applied to himself the assertion of his deity in that as the Son of God, he is to be praised, worshiped. He, in fact, is fully deserving of worship. As the Son of God in his divinity, as the Son of David, the Son of Man in his humanity, he is our Lord and Savior, our substitute, who became incarnate flesh to become one of us in order to offer himself a perfect sacrifice, an atoning sacrifice on the altar of the cross on our behalf, accepted by God the Father, vindicated, exalted as he was raised out from amongst the dead. Genuine Christians may have instances of righteous anger. However, may we all have increasing worship of our God. A.W. Tozer, a very fine preacher and pastor and classic Christian author, has stated, quote, "I am going to say something to you which will sound strange. It even sounds strange to me as I say it, because we are not used to hearing it within our Christian fellowships. We are saved to worship God. All that Christ has done for us in the past and all that he is doing now leads to this one end, worship." End quote. How is our worship of the living God? May we always worship him in spirit and in truth. And dear listener, you should know that until you are a born-again baptized believer, you cannot truly worship him in spirit and in truth. You must receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, repenting of your sins, believing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and your Savior, confessing him as Lord, being baptized, immersed into him, and persevering in your faith to worship him now and as we shall worship him in all eternity.
Love. dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread. Be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside.
The sermon that we have just heard shows us who Jesus is. We can be thankful for this. God's Word teaches that if we are going to be Christians, with our lives based upon the Lord, we need to follow Jesus. If you're not yet a Christian, we encourage you to make that important decision today. If we can help you in spiritual matters, please contact us at the addresses that will be given soon. To receive a free CD of this and last week's broadcast, please ask for broadcast number 1922. That's 1922. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.